You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. We're exploring walk-ins on the show today, those profound soul exchanges where one consciousness steps aside so that another can take over. I've observed this phenomena firsthand through my Future Self Energetics work with clients, helping them to understand what walk-ins are, how to recognize them, and why they matter for their soul's journey. If you find this show helpful today and you know of other people that would like to know about walk-ins as well, please share the link to my show with them because they might need to hear this too. So, what exactly is a walk-in? Put simply, it's when one soul leaves a body or steps aside so another soul can take over. The original consciousness that's steering the body vehicle and exploring the incarnation is enabling an exchange for a new soul that brings perhaps fresh perspectives and additional capabilities. Think of it like this: the physical vehicle remains the same, but in some ways the driver has changed. Two souls agree, usually before the incarnation even begins, that a certain point will happen. There'll be a trigger, a certain point when one will elect to step out and the other will elect to replace them, to step in. Or it could be, for example, that one just steps back a bit to allow another to step forward more. The person's body stays the same. I mean, their memories remain accessible to them, in my experience, but there's something about who they are at their core that shifts fundamentally, and perhaps their perspective about life and experiences changes because of that. This core shift means that something changes on such a deep level. It's not necessarily that all of the person changes, though. It's usually, in my experience, just a particular aspect of them that shifts, and then it's clear to themselves and perhaps to everyone around them that something is profoundly different. Why would this happen? Well, sometimes the original soul has completed what it came to do. It's as simple as that. Sometimes the challenges ahead require a completely different skill set than the original soul possesses, and so they're happy to exchange in that circumstance. Maybe a fresh perspective is needed so that a task, an important one for their incarnation, can be completed. Maybe they've got a bit stuck and that's what they need help with. And sometimes the incoming soul has a specific mission that requires an already established life rather than starting at the beginning from birth. I mean, the reasons are as varied as the souls involved. When a walk-in occurs, people around the person may actually become suspicious of something. They might notice something has changed, even if they don't know what it is that's different at first. The person's personality perhaps has shifted. Their interests might have changed a bit. Their aptitudes might seem to have evolved overnight. Their association with their memories or their events or their experiences, things that needed closure, well, it all resolves quite dramatically. They respond to situations quite differently than the way they used to. They may even look ever so slightly different. I've observed that in other people. I know that they certainly seem to carry themselves differently when it happens. They may even have different mannerisms or ways of speaking. It's often really subtle. So it can take time for those around the person that's had this happen, for them to recognise that something has happened. So what I'm sharing with you on this episode of my show today comes directly from my observations, from my work, from observing these walk-in events and coming to understand their identifying patterns and purposes. I can only speak about what I've personally encountered and what I've personally verified through my practice, though. So the walk-in types that I'm going to be describing on my show today are those that I've had direct experience with. And if this is something that interests you, please stay tuned, as I'm going to take a look at some of the different types of walk-ins that I've come across, and hopefully this will enable you to spot walk-ins either in yourself or someone around you. My name's Amanda Nelson. This is my show for UK Health Radio, and today we are exploring the nature of walk-ins, what they are, how to recognise them, and why they are so important for a soul's journey.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being centre in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
We're exploring walk-ins on the show today, profound soul exchanges where one consciousness is prepared to step aside so another can take over. I've observed this phenomena firsthand through my future self energetics work with clients, and I'm helping you today to understand my perspective of what walk-ins are, how I recognise them, why they matter for all souls' journeys. And if you find this helpful and you know of other people that would like to know about it, please share the link to my show with them. I feel it is so important at this time. They might need to hear about this too. So let's explore the different kinds of walk-ins that I observe and what I think sets them all apart. So the absolute classic walk-in involves a new consciousness, often more advanced in some level or way, like they have more capacity or more ability or more knowing in some ways. Well, that new consciousness assumes control of an existing body and life path in an incarnation that's already underway. It occurs at precise, pre-agreed moments, and in my observation, they most often become triggered during times of extraordinary crisis or where someone realizes there is a significant need for change. So the departing soul, as agreed, leaves voluntarily, of course, and then the arriving soul, they take full or partial control of what happens next. You'll find that there's probably a shift in personality when this happens. Of course, that's going to happen. There may be a change in behaviours. Well, that's what's this about after this is about after all. And the chosen life path will also adjust itself pretty soon afterwards. Soul braiding operates quite differently. Rather than complete replacement, as in the first example that I've given to you, with soul braiding, the incoming soul interweaves with the existing one. They coexist together rather than substituting or being substituted. In this braiding, you have a shared consciousness, and that shared consciousness works together rather than there being any kind of more significant exchange. Both souls now influence the person's experience simultaneously. They co-create their experiences and responses. The process requires, I think, quite unique combinations of characteristics from both sources. It's really interesting when you come across it and to see how they coexist together and how the dynamics work. Now, similar to this, but absolutely different to it, another form entirely, is what I know as a twin soul walk-in. In this version of a walk-in, the incoming soul doesn't simply replace or braid, it joins the original soul in a profound partnership. It becomes a shared mission, a joint spiritual exploration. And the connection between these twin souls runs so deep and is so profoundly transformative in the collaborative purpose that they have. Mission-orientated walk-ins are different still. They are single walk-ins usually, and they arrive with a laser-focused, super clear sense of purpose and intention. And these souls, they come with predetermined objectives, and they are, as I said, they're laser focused about achieving that objective. Soul 2 arrives and is laser focused about tasks, about specific contributions that they need to make, about specific objectives to achieve, specific roles to fulfill. As you can imagine, with a mission orientated walk-in, you're going to spot the difference straight away, because they will come with a verve and an energy that is unmistakable. A lot of the walk-ins, they do seem to have a kind of collaborative aspect to them. A lot work a bit like a wise mentor, let's say, and some of them, they just remind you of what you know already at your core and how to live in flow and in alignment with that. And these mentoring souls, they bring that perspective and expanded wisdom with them. And so as they come in, rather than being a traditional walk-in, they're almost like a walk-in mentor. And so what they do is they will come and work with you, and they expand your wisdom, and they root in heightened awareness, and they draw from advanced spiritual understanding. And this mentorship, this collaboration, may be permanent, or actually it might be restricted to a certain amount of time, or to, let's call it, a project or an event that there is. I have had personal experience of this type of mentoring walk-in myself, and although it was only temporary, it was awesome whilst they were here. I learned, or rather, I would say they taught me that I was being reminded of my ancient infinite soul, and I was being reconnected with it profoundly, despite still being in such a challenging state of being, despite still exploring experiences in the third dimension, being on a crazy blue-green rock, hurtling through space in the 21st century. So my mentor, Walkin, came temporarily and said, remember who you are, remember what you know, be the being that you know yourself to be. In any state of being that you are, in any place that you are, in any situation that you are, remember who you are. And they walked with me a while, showing and reminding me as we went along of who I know myself to be wherever I am, in whatever timeline, in whatever way I may present in. And when my mentoring walk-in took place, it was partial. That means it didn't last forever. It only involved a portion of a different consciousness transferring over, I suppose, rather than a complete soul exchange, as can sometimes happen. And it was temporary, as I said. And I'll be honest, if it's a partial walk-in, and I prefer those if I'm being honest, I feel it feels nicer to just know that we're being accompanied for a while, then they bring with them certain qualities, certain capabilities, certain wise elements, and they integrate those whilst the original soul remains largely intact, as it always was. I think in some ways, the way I describe this, it's the way I describe it to my clients, certainly. I think this type of walk-in is a kind of walk-in that comes in order to enable an enhanced version of the original, rather than feeling like they need to completely replace it instead. Now, in some cases, and this is rare but not unheard of, multiple souls enter simultaneously. As I said, this is rarer. I've only seen this happen on a handful of occasions, but complex missions sometimes require complex resourcing. And when several souls share a united purpose, it's much more likely that they will achieve it through a collaboration. So yes, this is possible too. And sometimes there is a walk-in that will enter and then exit once. So a bit like my mentor, they came along, they spent some time with me, and then they exited. And as far as I know, they haven't been back since. I certainly haven't been aware of them. But then there are others that seem much more cyclical in how they work. These are souls that enter and exit repeatedly, often in, I think, response to specific recurring triggers or recurring situations. So they will step forward when required and then step back when they're not required anymore.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We're exploring walk-ins on the show today, profound soul-based exchanges where one consciousness steps aside temporarily or permanently so that another can take over. I've observed this phenomenon firsthand through my future self energetics work with my clients, and I help them to understand what walk-ins are, how to recognize them, and why they profoundly matter for any soul's journey. And I would ask that if you find what I'm sharing today helpful, and if you know of any other people that would like to know about walk-ins as well, please share the link to my show with them, because they might need to hear this as well. So what do you do if you think you or someone you know has experienced a walk-in? I think the first thing I want you to know is that this is not something that you need to be worried about. It isn't rare. In my experience, it happens quite a lot. Walk-ins occur for a reason, and understanding what's happening can bring a lot of relief. As soon as you think, oh, actually, it feels like I've got a bit of a help from walking here. Well, you don't need to do much, if anything, apart from assume that this is something that was prearranged before you incarnated. It's something that you and this walk-in already knew was required. And the reason that they are showing up for you, apart from the fact that they agreed to do it, is because they're really going to help you with something that's standing in your way. So for yourself then, what do you do if you think that you might have had some level of walk-in? You might notice that something inside of you, fundamentally, let's say, has shifted, even if you haven't spoken to people about it yet. On some level, you're not quite the same person you were before, and you know that. And perhaps you know that because you handled a particular event or something that would normally be a crisis or something that would normally trigger you profoundly. Maybe it was because you handled it in an entirely different way. You responded differently. You observed differently. You understood differently. And your interests may have changed, your responses to situations feel different, more productive, your perspective on life alters in ways that feel deeper than normal growth or understanding. And you might find yourself feeling you have suddenly got natural capabilities that you didn't think you had before, or a sense of knowing and understanding that you weren't aware of. You might feel a new invigorated sense of purpose, even if it's driving you in a completely different direction. It might be something different to all of these things I've described. It's just that it feels like there is someone new inside of you that's holding the reins for specific things, and that they are really good at it. And what then if it's not you? What if you suspect someone close to you may have had some level of walk-in? You may notice similar changes in them to those that I've just described that can happen in you. They will seem somehow different. And even if you can't quite put your finger on what's changed, you know there's something about their personality that's shifted. They noticeably respond to familiar situations in unfamiliar ways, or they seem to have moved past something that was previously an insurmountable challenge for them. If so, that has to be good, right? So if you do mention it, perhaps go really gently, because some people can be a bit unnerved if it comes as a shock to them. But bear in mind, I think that we often see something about ourselves before other people notice it. And so it may be that on some level they already know that there's something in them that feels a little bit different, even if they couldn't put a finger on what it was yet. Or maybe they know that they think something has changed, but they didn't know if it was okay to talk to someone about it. I think a good friend with lots of encouraging words, with a really fresh and knowing perspective, well, that can be the confirmation and the reassurance that's needed at that time. Whenever you or anyone you care about experiences a walk-in, it's important to give it the time and space it needs in order for you to understand what's just happened. I always encourage my clients when they think, or if we've been talking about this, I say to them, look, why don't you invite your walk-in to introduce themselves to you and to share clearly what gifts they've come to bring. Imagine they are a house guest in your body vehicle. I mean, you're still you, of course. The walk-in that arrives certainly isn't going to change you profoundly, but in some ways it is that enhanced version just for whatever needs accomplishing at this time that you might be struggling with. So let's this walk-in integrate in its own time and allow you both to profoundly understand what's happened and how to joyfully come to terms with it. So can you actually request a walk-in? What if you're thinking to yourself, well, I could really do with a walk-in to help me with that? You know, before I end the show today, this is the question I often get asked by lots of clients. They say, if you're struggling then, if you're facing real challenges that feel beyond your capability or your capacity or your mindset, can you request a mentor or even a temporary walk-in just to step in and give you a helping hand? And my answer is 100% yes. You can ask. I've often asked, and you will get help. I ask on behalf of my clients, and the help always comes. Assistance finds you when you call upon it, is what I say to my clients. And if it comes in the form of a walk-in, then perhaps it was always the plan from the start. Or, yes, maybe they were waiting in the wings just in case, as I know some do, ready to step forward spontaneously just in case you called out to them. When you find yourself in a state of flux and you're not sure what to do, when you recognise you need a skill set or perspective that you simply don't have and you don't seem to be able to acquire, then why not consciously invite in some level of assistance, even if it's not a full-on walk-in? I work in this way with a lot of clients too. There's a real power in recognising that sometimes we all might need a bit of help that goes way beyond what other human beings can provide to us. So take a moment, think about your issue or a problem that there is. And what I want you to do is imagine yourself broadcasting that as an intentional request. I want you to say, for example, this is my issue. This is the problem that I'm trying to solve. I would really, really request someone that wants to work for our higher good to come and assist me with this temporarily, act as a mentor, come as one being, or if you like, as a group of a being of beings, so we can work collaboratively. All right. And when you ask, obviously write it down on a piece of paper if you want it to flow better than the way I just described it, but you can speak it out aloud, you can hold it as a clear intention in your meditation or in silent prayer. Just be really specific about what you need assistance with. Don't be woolly about it. What kind of skills are you looking for? Be specific about that too. It's a bit like posting a job vacancy into the ethers. You know, are you looking for wisdom in order to navigate a particular situation? Do you need courage that you don't currently possess? Are you looking for grounding and stability because things feel a little bit too wobbly where you are at the moment? Or are you looking for a really fresh perspective on something that you keep getting stuck on? What if it's clarity about your purpose? Yeah, they can help with that too. Maybe you're looking to heal from an illness, or heal from a trauma, or just simply heal. State your request clearly. Say, I'm open and I'd value assistance from my soul's group, a consciousness that can help me with the ability for me to heal from my trauma. Be specific about what you need. Don't hold back. And importantly, be open to how the assistance might arrive. Be really open-minded about this. It won't arrive in the clear-cut way you're going to imagine, or at least that's my experience anyway. Your call for assistance will be answered, but don't be too set on it only coming in the form of a walk-in, for example. It may come in a different way. If that's the way that it is seen, you can be assisted the most. You can ask for a walk-in, but the assistance really is what you need. So how the assistance arrives, don't be so prescriptive about it. Sometimes the assistance comes in other forms then. So think in terms of those synchronicities, those sudden insights, those dreams where you wake with lightning bolts of clarity. People who appear in your life spontaneously with exactly what you need. Or an activation, let's say, of dormant capabilities deep within yourself suddenly takes place. But if a temporary or partial walk-in is what's needed and what serves your highest good, and if there's a soul willing to assist in this way, perhaps one that's already agreed, it can and does happen. And I can guarantee that, as I've seen it time and time again. The key here is feeling a genuine need. Not just thinking, oh, I could do with a bit of help with that. It's a genuine need. I need help with this because I feel it is a fundamental aspect of the success of my incarnation. It has to be on that level. And have a clear intention, an openness, a graciousness about how you're prepared to receive. Walk-ins, even temporary ones, are profound exchanges, and they occur when truly needed and when both souls are in agreement with the best course of action that needs to be taken in order to successfully complete whatever needs to be completed. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetics show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.